Saving Faith, written and read by David H. J. Gay. Saving Faith. Preamble. We're all believers. I am. You are. Even atheists believe. Yes, even atheists believe. They believe there is no God. They are believers. We all are. It goes without saying, of course, that there are different kinds of faith. We believe different things. Nevertheless, we are all believers. My interest is in saving faith, and I write for those who share that interest. But alas, we differ over the issue. We differ over not only what we believe, but how we believe. So what? What difference does it make? Does it matter? It certainly does. It makes all the difference in the world. It will make all the difference in eternity. The what and the how of saving faith, both of them, are of the utmost importance. Let me explain. We are all sinners. We were all born under the wrath of God, dead in our sins. And unless we are born again and brought to repentance and faith, saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall perish and perish forever. And that is why this question, what is saving faith, is of vital importance. It is of vital importance to me, and it ought to be of vital importance to you. Whether or not you acknowledge it, you should not rest until you know what saving faith is. Not only that, it is one thing to know what saving faith is. It's quite another thing that we ourselves have saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. For we shall not be saved by merely knowing what saving faith is. Unless we have saving faith, as defined by Scripture, we will not be saved. Without saving faith in Christ, we shall perish. We shall be damned forever. You will. You might have faith. But unless that faith is saving, you will not escape the condemnation of God. The sad fact is that hell will be populated by believers, but believers who did not believe with saving faith. Alas, I fear that there are many who think they have saving faith when they do not. Furthermore, having come to a right view about saving faith, it naturally follows that this will affect the way we address sinners with the gospel. What is saving faith leads on, as night follows day, to how should preachers preach for it? I am convinced that many contemporary preachers are not addressing sinners with the gospel as they should, that is, biblically. Not a few contemporary preachers are calling for a faith which is not saving, even though they think they are preaching the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this, of course, means that they are failing to call for saving faith. This is a grievous state of affairs. And it is why I published this booklet, the substance of which I first set out in my The Secret Stifler, Incipient Sandemanianism, and Preaching the Gospel to Sinners. But so important is this matter, being convinced that many preachers are going astray at this vital point, and consequently, so many hearers are being deluded over the issue of eternal life or death, I go into print yet again, hoping that this little work might do some good.